We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Ches Amar Beis. We are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Samach Ches Amar Aleph. Talk to Mishnah. Misha Nimchak Shtar Choyvoy. A guy has a Shtar Choyv that, you know, Shimon is the one holding Shtar Choyv. Reuven owes the money. And what happens was, by mistake, it got rubbed out, something, water, got waterlogged, and he can't read it anymore. And the guy says, Oyvai, Reuven owes me $100,000. What am I going to do now? So what he does is, he has Edim who saw the Shtar. They saw exactly what it says in the Shtar. They saw the Edim, saw everything. So what you do is, you go to Bezdin with the Shtar. So Maimid or Meidin Olav Edim, or Balafnei Bezdin, they come from Bezdin, V'oysin Loi Kiyum, they make him like a new Shtar. It's really like a Kiyum, they make him a new Shtar. And it says in the Shtar, Ish Ploini Ben Ploini, Nimchak Shtaroi, this person, Ruvein Ben Yaakov, his Shimon Ben Yaakov, Shimon Ben Yaakov, his shtar was erased. That was written b'yoyim ploini. It was written on that day that Reuven borrowed money from him on top of our base now. Ploini edav, and these two are the edim, and they write this on the shtar. They write a shtar. So machlokes rishonim, if you also have to write that, and we are two edim who are being made about this, because there's two edim who are saying they saw the shtar. The shtar says that Shimon ben Yaakov lent Reuven money on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. He lent the money, and there's Yisachar and Zvulun are the Edim. That's what it says here. Now, who's being made? Someone's being made in front of Bezdin. They're writing this down now. So did he write who the Edim were also or not? So that's Mechalik Zushayim. Tosfos says, look at Tosfos, top Tosfos, to the second line, Nir Lari, Shemaskir Nami Edim She'idu Shiro Oysay Ashtar. If he wants to pass, yoch l'paslon. But v'tema zok taisvus akasha on the ri. Imtzarach l'kosvam she'ina gemara maskirin. Imtzarach is that the gemara doesn't mention it. So the Rosh says actually that the words plenty edav include that also. Besides the edim on the star, I mean the edim who are being made on the star. Tanu avon ezu kiyumoi. What? How do you write this kiyum? So you write the kiyum like this. Moshe tov savino. We were sitting in a Bezdin, Onu, Ploini. That you do right. They write in this Kiyum that we, the Bezdin consists of Asher Yosef and Benjamin. We are sitting here, Hoitzi, Ploini, Ben Ploini, Shtar, Mochel Fenenu. And Shimon brought us a Shtar, it was erased, they brought it in front of us, and it was written, Ben Ploini, 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 Edom. And it was written this day, and these two, Yisachar Zvulun, and other Edom. V'im kasuboy. If the kiyum says hiskanu edusim shel edim, we looked into the edim. We saw karzvulim. Nim says edusim lechavenas, and we saw that it was mekuyim, was good. Goyve, you collect with the star. V'im tzarch lahavi eid raya. Don't bring another raya. Lav tzarch lahavi raya. It's not worse than a regular star. You have to bring a raya. You have to figure if the guy walks in with this like secondary star, this kiyum, we call it a kiyum, and then the loyve says the whole thing is false. He has to bring a raya. The story is true. But if they write in the Kiyum that we looked into the matter and it's true that Reuven owes him money, then they do not have to look into it. Nikra, if it gets ripped, if star is ripped, then go back to regular star. If a regular star is ripped, the halacha is it's possible. Niskara, if it looks like it was not ripped on purpose, it was ripped by a mistake, then it's kosher. And we'll see, how do you know? How do you know what's called Nikra, which means Aide Adam, what's called Niskara Matzme? How do you know? We'll see. Nimchak oynetashtesh, if it got erased or it got smeared with ink, in reshumay nicker, if I still could recognize what it says under it, kosher, it's kosher. So Gemara explains, heichidomi nikra, how do you know if it's nikra de odom, heichidomi niskara me'atzmai, how do you know if it's a person did it or it's done by itself? Omrav Yehuda, nikra kera shal bezdin. If it's nikra, it means it was a tear that bezdin tears it. Niskara, if it tears by itself, it's Kerash Enishal, it's not Bezdin. What's Bezdin's type of tear? Hechidami, Kerash of Bezdin. Omer Huda, Mokim Edim, if it's torn through the Edim, Umokim Esman, and through his man, Umokim Atayrif, and through the Ikapar Ashtar, that is somewhere where Bezdin tears a star. That's one example of a Nikra that's by Adam, by Amash, Sivayrif. If you go back and forth like an X or a cross, that's a case where it's a problem of look like we're showing the star is puzzle, and that's why we tear the star in that way. There was a certain Arabs that came to Pompadisa and they were ganovim. They were stealing properties. And not only stealing properties, they made the owner give them the shtar also, because they know that if the owner holds on to the shtar, they're going to come back and say it's mine. So not only did they forcefully take the properties, they also took the shtaris. So the owners of his properties came to Abaya and said, I have an idea. I want to write another shtar. And this way, a bunch of years later, when it calms down, I'll take out my shtar and say, it's mine. Omalei, lechzi mar shtaris, v'luch le mar shtar afin alo. So we're going to show you our shtar. We'll show you it's real. And write us another shtar. The e missed this, because if we get, someone takes away our property, the misses chad, akti nechad, we all don't take away our properties, and the star will produce the next star. Omalhu, so if I answer, I can't do that. My evelhu, the omar of Safra, ein koisvim shtei stories al soda achas. You now write two stories on one soda. We'll see this by Riches on Alkuf Samach Tach. You can't write two stories on one soda. Why? Dilma tarif, vada tarif. Because if I use that to collect twice. Now, what does that mean? If someone has a shtar that he bought something, he bought a property, so he has a chrayas, which means he has insurance. If he buys a property, if I buy a property from Mordechai, so now if it turns out this property had liens on it, I come back to Mordechai and say, either give me back the money back, give me another property. So I take my shtar that I bought something and I use it to collect. And if Mordechai has no money, I go to his lekuchos to get money. So worried, if he has two shtaris, he'll come once with that shtar and go to the lekuchos, and then take again another shtar and go to different lekuchos. He'll collect twice with this one shtar, he'll collect twice from the lekuchos. So therefore, don't write two shtaris, huh? Shtar mechira. If I buy something, I write shtar mechira, right? If I buy something, I get a shtar mechira. And that shows that you sold me something. And either give me a property or you owe me money. Because when I bought the property, you said there were no liens on it. Lamai said there were liens on it. What's the problem?
I can't do it with that much. And you went, I sold you something. You went and sold it. And you went and you sold some
other. Right.
And back to me and then you bought a property. Where's my property?
Where's my property? Because it says a date on it. The stars are saying the same date. If I bought a property from you on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and I write a second star, it also says Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So now, if I sold the property on Rosh Chodesh year, it says I sold Rosh Chodesh year. So good, I agree, believe you. You own the property Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but you sold it year. So it makes a difference. There's no problem with that. Every star is dated, and it's dated for the real time. But here, he's going to use this to go back. If I care, this Rosh Chodesh Nisan, will go back. So that's why you can't write two stars. So Bai tells these guys, what should I do? Rav Safra says you cannot collect with a shtar twice. And we'll see again about Riches and Kuf Samach Tes what the chashash is exactly, how to go about this. But he says this is going to be a problem. Might have a Qatar delay, so these lekuchos, these businessmen, obviously were driving a buyer crazy. This is a very normal thing. Drive the Rav crazy. I need a heta. What do you want me to do? People are taking things away from me. What do I need a heta? So he told his Seferim, I can't get rid of these guys. So what should we do? Zil kosev lehu ala machak ve'edav al-niyar. Write the mishtar. Write the text on a part that's erased. Ve'edav al-niyar. Lochas, that's possible. We learned before. If the text on machak and edav al-niyar, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because he might erase it again. So it's possible. So do that. So the Gemara thought what they did was, for some reason, they wrote a regular shtar on the paper. Then they erased it and rewrote it on top of what's erased. That's what they did. So Amalei Rav Acha Bar Mimla Abaya, if you do that, but Dilma Rishumi Nika, maybe they'll be able to tell what says under it. V'tanya Nimchak and Itash. That's Rishumi Nika Kosher. It's Kosher. So aren't you worried that something under it's going to be? They're going to see it, and then they're still going to be able to use that star. Amalei Mika Mina Star Ma'alya. Don't write a Star Ma'alya under where it's erased. Aleph Beis V'Alma Kamina. Just write some gibberish there. Just write some Aleph Beis there. Erase it, and then write the star on top of it. That's the second star. These businessmen don't know the difference. You hand it to them, and they have a second star. And really, it's not a second star, because it's Hu Al Amachak Ve'edav Al Niyar. And that was what they did. So I think about right. The Torah Abanam. Haresh Abav Omar, Ovat Star Choyvi. So till now, we talked about a case where someone said he lost his Star Mechir, not lost. We want the second Star Mechir. Now we're talking about both. A second Star Mechir and a second Star Choyvi. So, Reish Shabbav Amar Ovad Shtar Choyvi. A guy comes into Bezdin and says, I lost my shtar chayiv. Reuven owes me, Shimon comes and Reuven owes me $100,000 and I lost my shtar. You know, Bishlam, if you had Edom who saw the shtar, so he said before, and it got ruined, so then you could do that. But here, he doesn't have a shtar in front of him. It's lost, he says. He doesn't have Edom, Rashbam says, that it got lost. He has no Edom, it got lost. He just claims it got lost. He claims I had a shtar and it's lost. So he wants to write another one. Av b'sha omru Edom, even if he gets Edom, says, Anok kusavnu kusavnu saraloi. He has Edom, says, you know what? I wrote the shtar myself. We wrote the shtar. Not only did we write the shtar, the Malva actually, we handed it to the Malva, which means we saw the Malva giving money to the Leiva. Because a lot of times you could write a star to the Leiva even before the Hava. Said, no, we saw the Hava also. We gave it to the Malva ourselves. Then the son Analo, we gave it ourselves. Still ain't going to the star. You can't write him a star. You cannot write him a new star. What's the reason? Because we're worried that really he didn't lose it, or he'll find it afterwards, and he'll collect twice. He'll collect twice with the star. The two different stars. So what? Two different stars. They owe $100,000. That's fine.
Where he paid up?
I can't hear you.
Why are we worried that he paid up?
Why are we worried that he paid up?
And he's asking for another star. He's making it up.
Because we paid up, then the loiva holds on to the star. Right. That's the one. Yeah. The loiva holds the star or the shiver. They either had the star or he had, if the loiva pays up, he gets something in his hand. Either the star.
The
mouth is coming. The loiva doesn't have a star. So if loiva has a star, I'm not worried about it. Loiva doesn't have a star here. So here what he's saying, he lost the star, he wants to write another star, and therefore,
the
Malva is
coming.
So what are you worried about? So you're not write two stars, you know why? You might collect twice. Like you're saying, that's exactly what we're saying. You might collect twice. You're saying what? What's your kasha? We're saying you might collect twice. So you're asking, yeah, he might have, yeah, so you didn't collect twice. The problem is you're going to collect twice. If you paid once, you'll collect the second time. Either way, you're right. You might collect the extra time with the extra star. So what are you asking that the loyalty might have paid up? That's what we're saying. He might have paid up. Or they might do it twice. That's the thing. He's claiming it's lost. It really might be by the loyva, and he's getting another star to collect twice. Yes, that's the problem. So A is the star because he might collect again, second time. But we're saying the response speaking, even Lehaniach, it was real he lost it. We're still worried. Because he might find it again and then have two stars. That's the word. But the Rashbam does, the Rashbam points out that if you have Edom, you really lost it, there's no chash, he says, which is a chiddush. Some say only if you have Edom that it got burnt. The Rashbam is mashba, if you have Edom that you really lost it, I'll read the Rashbam, it says, the vada hechadika Edom, the nevar ashtar b'shuk, ein lochush shimtsu dafka ha-malva, the malva dafka will find it. There's no Edom that got lost. Even if it's true, he lost it. And he'll find it and use it twice. So you cannot write another star no matter what. But a star mekachememka, you could write another star for him. Because what's the big deal? It's the same properties. Who cares? Write another star for him. Just, you can't write the achrayis. Like we spoke out before, that achrayis means he could go back to two lekuchas. So as long as there's no insurance in it, if Mordechai writes me a shtar that I bought something, okay, I have another shtar that I bought something. It's the same thing, same day. So it's not no difference. That's how the Kama says, I grant as many stars as I want for him. There's no chshas for anything happening. There's no achrayis over here. Remember, there's no insurance. I can't go to lekuchas and collect because there's no achrayis. So you can write another shtar as long as there's no achrayis. Rav Shimon v'Gamila, on the topic of Samach Tes, you cannot write another star He says, you know why I can't write another star? Because we're worried that we passed on the star to someone else, and that alone is a kinyan. So that means we're worried that after but Mordechai wrote me a star, and I bought the property. I gave back the star to Mordechai, and that's Ilu. I gave, and it said the same date and the same name in it. But he holds that if I give you back the star and you're kind of star, you're kind of feel back. So now, so he really is holding on to it. Now, if you write me another star, that's a problem. Because then I'm holding on to the star, and then it looks like I own it, and that's a problem. So therefore, if you give it back, the Chazor Matanasa, it goes back to you, so you can't write him another star. Because maybe the reason why it's lost, if I gave it back to you. But Chomer Matanasa Kiyamas, this is my Chalikas over here, that here Chama say that even if I give the star back to Mordechai, it's still matara to me. And Zok Rashbam, Matanos Akem is Elam Kein Chaza O Machra O Inosla Kenyan Gomor Bishtar Chadosh. The only way it's a Kenyan if I do a new Kenyan that we have to have Adam for, we have to have a new star, whatever it is, so there's no chash. So according to Shem Gamil, if I can write another star, of course you really can't write another star because maybe this star is lost, it was given back to him. According to Tanakama, who cares? Whatever happened to the star makes no difference because Lamaisa, if someone buys from me, he needs a new star, he needs a new Kenyan, so nothing to worry about, and therefore you could write another star as long as Noah cries, according to the Tanakama.